And three. Forty-five more to go. We're off and running. So therefore, because if you was in school after the first 3 weeks, you would end up having tests, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have some pop test? Yeah, you would. Okay, so it's time now for us to have a little test. Because you see, every week that we're going through this study, it's going to be building on the previous weeks. That's the reason why we're going to ask you to stay tuned for about 48 weeks, okay? And then y'all take vacation after 48 weeks. Not really. But thinking about God, you know, these are some amazing thoughts. What is God's origin? Okay, I'll let you talk a little bit. What's God's origin? Where'd God come from? No beginning. Okay, all right. You're right on target there. So you passed question number one. Number two, why is God the only one who can accurately record all beginning things? That's it. He was the only one there. Okay, all right. You're rolling now. Does God have a physical body? Okay, so God is spirit, as we've learned about. What does it mean when we say God is sovereign? That's a $50 word, but you need to understand it. What do we mean by God is sovereign? All right, He's overall. He's all-powerful. He's overall. He is the supreme authority. He is greater than everyone in all things, whether in the physical world or in the spiritual world. God is overall. God is sovereign. So now let's kind of move into something. Next slide. Coming up here, when we begin to think about, you know, I think about made in China all the time. I don't know why. But I like it when I see God made. God made the heavens and the earth. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with Him. All things were made by Him and for Him. Without Him, there was not anything made that was made. So in other words, in the beginning was God. You see that little display, that little logo up there? Not the logo, but the blue thing. You're going to be looking at it in different angles. And I want to log into your mind that could represent for us here in this study, time. Next slide. Because God made time and space. God is outside of time and space. That's the reason why He can look down and He can see it all as though it was happening. He is all present. He is not limited. You oftentimes wonder, how can God see the beginning and the end? Because He's God. We are locked into time and space. God is outside time and space. Next slide. Coming up, because God made everything in time and space. And see that little blue thing looks a little bit different, but you're seeing the same, it's the same picture. Now, my point is this, that when you're looking at time from different angles, it looks differently. But God made it all, time and space. Next slide. So, God's not limited to time and space because He created it. But now when He begins to break this time and space down, all of a sudden we begin to say, oh, I know a little bit about what you're talking about now. Next slide. Because we're seeing here, God is to be glorified in everything He made. God's even to be glorified in the mosquitoes. I think that's a push, but you know, he's to be glorified in everything. So as we begin to think, that same little blue thing beginning to break out now, and you're beginning to see pre-creation and creation in the 2000 BC, 1500 BC, 1500, 100, and then all of a sudden BC 80 going down to zero, and then after that 100. That's where we're headed. So as we begin to develop these thoughts, as we're building this foundation right there, I want you to capture that God made everything, and He made everything for His glory. Next slide. So the story's about God. When we really get down to it, the story is all about God. That's the reason why we say history is made up of two words, His story, history. Next slide. coming into group where we are today. We've been talking about God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the creation. We talked about the Bible, and we talked about God and who He was and the character of God. But we're moving today now. We're going to be looking at God's angels. We're going to begin to look at Lucifer, Satan. We're going to see the demons. And we're going to see how these things are coming into approach. And then also that little red dot up there, that little red dot is going to be answering or symbolizing creation. And so we're going to see how that this is some... How long is that before? I don't know exactly. But I say within that 4,000 years before Christ, because 2,000 we're going to nail down. But before Him, there was this period of time. And I know that I'm in total conflict with everything you're being taught at school. I know that. I know that. I know that if you go to Washington, D.C. right now and you go all to the natural museums, they're going to tell you how many billions of years old and how the dinosaurs were millions of years. I know that. But you know what? It's easier to believe the Bible than it is the monkey business. It really is. And when you look and you put the scope in, you can be a scientist making great discoveries inside of the perimeters of the Scripture themselves. Because God reveals all things for His honor and for His glory. Next slide. So we're coming in to looking upon this thought pattern right here. Angels, have you ever thought about angels much? One, God created all the spirits. God created them. Now, the spirit world has gained much attention today. Did you know that we have some people within 1 mile of this church that's making a bundle off what I'm talking about this morning? I'm not going to advertise for them because some of you may go. If you do, you're wasting your money. But there are those psychics who are popping up everywhere claiming to communicate the other side. Good spirits, talking to the dead, bothersome spirits, mean to do us no harm, but they play tricks. Evil spirits who can... Yesterday, I had a young lady that came in, and one of the young ladies that I prayed with, she came in and said, "Is God after me?" I said, "No, honey." I said, "God's a good God. God loves you. In fact, He loves you so much that He sent Jesus Christ to die for you." And she says, "I've talked with a false prophet. And the false prophet, and after I talked with the false prophet, now I'm hearing voices." Be honest with you, folks. I'm beginning to feel a little bit uncomfortable. But when she started saying that, all of a sudden, the other side of me kicked in. Jesus Christ is greater than all these spirits and voices that are out there. And so inside of me, something wild started kicking in. I wanted to pray for deliverance. And I prayed for that young lady so that she may not hear those voices. We prayed. When she left, you know, she thanked me for praying with her. This is real stuff, folks. This is real. So therefore, when we understand that God created all the spirit world has gained much attention, but unlike God, the spirits are not eternal. They were created by God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, 17. "For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in Him all things consist." See, get it in your mind. God's sovereign. So if He created the spirits, He's over them, right? So therefore, when I said in the presence of that young lady, I began to pray for her, I knew who was in authority in that room. And it was not the evil one. God created these spirits. Now, God created spirits before He even created the world. Did you know that the angels were watching God when He created the world? How would you like to have been sitting right there in the presence of God, and then all of a sudden God spoke, and light went, boom! And 100 million light years came into existence, the angels must have said, wow. They were there. The Scripture says in Job chapter 38, verse 6 and 7, it says, To what were its foundations fashioned, or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. Man, when the Milky Way galaxy came out, angels went crazy. Boy, I would have too. I'm glad I'm not an angel, but I sure would like to have been there when God spoke that into existence. Now, God did not create the spirits with physical bodies. Angels were not created with physical bodies. If they were created with physical bodies, then they would be limited by time and space. However, although they're not created with physical bodies, sometimes they appear as human beings. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Let me carry you back to Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. The Scripture says, "Then the Lord appeared to him by the Teberith trees of Mamre. He was sitting at the tent of the heat of the day. So he lifted up his eyes, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent of the door to meet them and bowed himself down." Look, what was going on right here? Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed. Abraham was in his tent. Three walked up, two definitely angels, one possibly a pre-incarnate of the Lord Jesus. And they talked with Abraham. They even sat down and ate a meal with him. They left the presence of Abraham. And then these angels, two of the angels went to Sodom, found Lot, and told him to get all of his family and come and go with him. The family turned down. The son-in-laws wouldn't come. They thought he was crazy. Finally, these two angels grabbed Lot and his wife and two daughters, forced them out of the city, and told them, "Don't you look back." Two angels. Let me carry you to another step. I'm going to carry you up into the angels in the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, it says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled with the temple. Above it stood seraphim." Hey, remember now, angels, there's an order in heaven. Not all angels are the same. They're not all created alike. And there is an order of authority even in heaven, because the Scripture says, and above it, in verse 2, "Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" You know, I always wondered about angels and wings. I remember watching the movie, It's a Good Life. Every time a bell ring, an angel get his wings. That's Hollywood. These seraphim had six wings, three on each side. So in heaven, when you get to heaven, you're going to see some angels who have wings. In the presence. Hey, let's look at these angels. Sometimes these angels look like men. I'm going to carry you all the way to the time in which the Lord Jesus gave his life on the cross of Calvary for your sins and my sins. He was buried in the grave. He died. He was in the grave. He rose from the grave. And on that morning, that early morning, Sunday morning, Jesus was gone. Two angels were there. The women came along and said, "Where is he?" The angels told her, "He's not here. He is risen." Angels. Angels. So this begins to we understand that God created these angels, and all these angels were created for a specific reason. They're not just poof angels to decorate around Christmas. Psalm 103, verse 20 and 21. "Bless the Lord, you angels, who excel in his strength, who do his sword, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure." Hey, capture this just for a moment. God created the angels for a special purpose. In fact, do y'all remember when in the book of Exodus, when the children of Israel, they were about to leave and go to the promised land? You remember they had to put blood over the doorpost? If they didn't put blood over the doorpost, the firstborn in every house would die? How did that happen? Death angel. God sent one of His ministers, one of His servants, the death angel. He visited every house in Egypt. And if he didn't see the blood, there was death in that house. Angels. Angels. Angels rightfully belong to God because God created them. Now, God created the angels perfect. And since God is holy, completely holy, He would never create anything evil. That goes back to what happened to Lucifer. When Lucifer was created, he was created holy. But he was given a choice. You see, he was created holy, perfect, a servant of God, beautiful, high-ranking, the highest cherubim. And he stayed that way until one day he said, "I will be as God." And then he was brought down. God created angels with mighty intellect and power to do His will. Psalm 103 verse 20 says, "Bless the Lord, you angels who excel in His strength, who do His word, heeding His voice." Man, these angels have understanding, but they don't have all understanding. You think that Satan knows it all? He does not. Lucifer can only be at one time, one place. Because he is a, and he does not have all strength, and he does not have all knowledge. He is a created being. Now, in the beginning, all these angels served God, because in Psalm 11, verse 4, "The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids test some of the sons of God." It's imagining like that in heaven. Thousands. Thousands of angels. Angels are, in fact, are very much involved in our society. If we could see it today, we would see it and understand it. Because it appears from the Scripture that God did not create every angel exactly alike. He gave some more strength. Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone with the kings of Persia." Jude 1:9, Michael the archangel is in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuked thee." Revelation 12:7, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels." Whoa! You know what's going on in Russia? You know what's going on in China? You know what's going on in Israel? You know what's going on in Iran? There's spiritual warfare going on, and many of the angels are out there on the front cutting edge. They are at work. But sometimes when you pray, God says to that mighty angel, "Go talk to this man. Go talk to this woman." God has His ministers right there. Right there. The greatest angel that God created was Lucifer. He was given a position of leadership over the angels. In Ezekiel 28, verse 14, "You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery storms. And you were perfect in all your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you." Then Satan. Then that beautiful angel became Satan. Lucifer. The dragon. Your worst nightmare. Your greatest enemy. Happened right there. God created all the spirits. Next, God created the heavens and the earth. We're shifting gears right here because finally we get back to the text and you can say, now, don't you preach from the Bible. Listen, folks, everything I've been giving you is coming from the Scripture. Now we're beginning to get back to the beginning, the book of Genesis. That's what the book means. The beginnings. The origin. In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And let's just stop right there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What about that don't you understand? What about that is the scientist trying to deny? Boy, I was listening and reading a book this week how one of the major scientists that came out of California, and he was talking about the Big Bang and how all of this thing and where it all started, and it all goes back to this one point, and then all of a sudden this one point explodes, and then he tries to tell you and try with all of his theories throughout all of the history and try to explain everything in a layman's term. He did a very excellent job in what he was saying. But the problem is, in nothing that he said was God to be found. And if it's all about the glory of God, if you go back to the beginning, you go back to God's glory. It's from glory to glory. Now, by the way, I'm for a lot of scientists. I think scientists are absolute great, many of them. And there are many godly scientists today. But you start with the Word, God's creation, and you work out. You don't start with creation and try to get to God. It doesn't work that way. And so therefore, what we're defining right here is that God created the heavens and the earth. And if you want to know more about it, go back to the record of Genesis by Henry M. Morris. That's a good place. Answers in Genesis, www.answeringingenesis.org, creation ministry at creation.com. A lot of that can give you the many theories about this. But I want to stay with exactly what do we know, what do we hear, what do we see? For a guy that went to New Hope High School, okay? I want to talk to you in those terms so that I can understand. When was the beginning? When God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit created the universe and everything in it. Wow. Next slide. God created everything. And He created it from what? Nothing. You know what nothing is? It's a zero with the edges cut off. Okay? There's nothing there. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made and all the host of them. By the breath of His mouth, when He spoke, all of a sudden, light came out of His mouth at 186,000 miles per second. I don't think I'd want to be standing in front of Him. When He spoke, and all of a sudden, these galaxies, boom, there they are. He spoke, and it was done. Got it? He spoke it. It happened. Exactly like that, and the heavens and the earth. But boy, it's going to be something. When He spoke it, though, there was creation before the light came out. Next slide. God is all powerful. Great is our God, great is the Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. I like this verse right here. I don't know if you can read it. It's kind of hard. It says, "Our Lord God, behold, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power. And nothing is impossible to Thee." Y'all remember that song? Okay, let me read it again. "Our Lord God, behold, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm." Can y'all read those last words? What does it say? Whoa. Got it? Good. Nothing too impossible. Well, you don't understand the bills that I got. You don't understand the way that boy is treating me. You don't understand. I want to go to school. We prayed for somebody yesterday. Grandmother was raising grandson, and he was made F's on his report card. I said, what we're going to pray? We're going to pray he makes a D next time. Okay? I mean, I didn't go for the A's. I went for the D's. There is nothing too impossible for God. God is all-powerful. Next slide. God is all-knowing. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, what? Whoa! Did you get that? God is all-knowing. What is it that He doesn't understand about your problem? If you ever want to really get a kick, it'll take you a little time. But if you'll read the book of Job, he's a guy that he was the wealthiest guy living during that period of time. Satan came along, said, God, the only reason why he's faithful to you is because of what you've given him. God said, okay, take it all away, but leave his life. And then, the only reason why he's doing it is because of his health. Take his health away and he'll curse you. He took his health away. He took everything away from Job. Job got hot. Job got bothered. Job said, if I could just get in the face of God, if I could just plead my case, I would be innocent. But if you'll go in there and you'll read those last couple of chapters in Job, you'll get the biggest kick. God nailed his hide to the wall. Where were you when I hung the stars in the sky? Where were you? You see, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Next slide. The earth was formless and covered with darkness. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Can you just imagine how dark it was? Have you ever been in the middle of a cave? I know Scott has. Ever been in the middle of a cave, and when the lights are cut out, you can't see your finger right there? You'd have looked up into the heavens. It was dark. The earth was formless. Darkness. Waters covered it. It's hard for us to imagine that. That's the way when God spoke it into existence, it came into being. Today your tax dollars are spending millions of dollars every year trying to go out and find another planet that has life on it. They've got these huge radars that are reaching out into space wanting to hear any kind of radio transmission or any kind of transmission coming from another planet. You know what they've heard so far? Nothing. God made the heavens and the earth. Darkness. Next slide. But God the Spirit was present, ready to begin to create everything. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the earth. Can you imagine that? Can you see that sweeping? Here is the Spirit of God. Darkness is surrounding. He's ready now, anticipation. What are the angels doing? The angels are in heaven. Where is heaven? You know what? Let me ask you that question. Where is heaven today? What do we know about the universe now? Hundreds of billion years across this thing. Light years, and we'll deal more with that later. But where is heaven? Man, it's out there. But they're watching it. They're watching it. And they see planet Earth. They see God's Spirit there. Ready. Excitement, anticipation, and it's about to happen, and you want to know what's going to happen next? Yeah, come back next week. We're going to leave you in the dark this week. We're going to leave you with the Holy Spirit that's surrounding this. Next slide. But there's something I want you to know. God took nothing and made something, and something glorifies Him. The something... The something is really something. The something is marvelous, untainable, incredible, undeniable. The something that He created is the reason why you can breathe today. The something that He created is the reason why you can hear today. You can see today. You can feel today. That something He created is the reason why you can love that person in that row with you. He created you. He created you special. Did you know there's no junk inside of this room right here when it comes to people? God doesn't make junk. God made you special. Nobody else is like you. Nobody else has the DNA you've got. Nobody else has the chromosomes you've got. Nobody else in all the world is wired the way you are. God made you somebody special. And He made you so that you could glorify Him. You got a job to do. Glorify God. How can you do that? By knowing the Son. By knowing the Son, Jesus, you can bring glory to the Father. If you don't know Him, hey, give your life to Him this morning. We're going to have, the deacons are going to come on down right now. Do we have any deacons here? Brother Tony, come on down front. Because we're about ready to turn it loose. Some of you have been carrying something and you're beginning to say, hey, what does God know what I'm going through? After what we talked about this morning, does God know what you're going through? Did He leave anything out? No. God wants to help you where you are today. Prayer altar's open. Maybe you need to spend some time, knee time with Him. Prayer altar's open. God's sovereign. He knows all. He's all powerful. There's nothing He can't do. He's got His angels right there at the throne just waiting to carry out every word that the Lord God says. Guardian angels are here today. Many of them protecting you. Hey, wow. God's here. What do you need to do today? Maybe some of us just need to bow before Him and praise Him. Maybe some of us need to recommit our life. Maybe some of us need to say, hey, look, I've been messing around too much. I need to get right with God. Maybe some of us need to say, look, there's some things in my home that's not right. Well, God knows it, so we're going to get it right. Maybe some of us can say, we're going to come under the authority of God now. We know He's in charge, and we've been like Satan. We've been trying to do it our way, but no longer. We're coming under Him. That's where the blessings lie. The treasure lies in the presence with Him. What's God saying to you this morning? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, it's Your day, Lord. It's a day that You've made. And Father, You brought all this beautiful creation right in here before our eyes. We see it, we understand it. With as much as we can understand, oh God, we know that You created it. You created us. You created the angels. Your Holy Spirit is alive and living. And even right now, God, You are personally involved with the problems that we have, with the joys that we have, with the praises that we have. You're personally committed. You're not off space someplace. You're right here. So now, God, for those that need to do some business with You, Lord, help them to rise up and be counted. We're going to praise You, Lord, for what You do. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to stand together. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation. A time of praise, a time of worship. If you know it, sing it. If not, just enjoy it. Let's worship the Lord during this time of invitation.
rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, it trembles at his voice. How great.
Above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And Father, now that we know of your greatness, now we know of your love and your kindness and your creative authority and how you brought all things in existence and this great world that we live in, the earth that we live on, Lord, it's bearing made by God. Help us to live for you and to give you the glory. We praise in Jesus' name. Amen.